You may think you know this world, but you don't. Like most, you probably believe that magic is fake, a thing of myths and legends only. But it is very real, very alive, and very dangerous, just out of sight. Most people in this world are completely unaware that there is another world right under their noses, lying unseen. Or perhaps they simply choose not to see it, too afraid to admit that those things they saw in the shadows were anything more than just their imagination. And it's much easier, much more comforting, to believe that the world is all neat and ordered, and nothing is waiting for you in the dark. Unfortunately, all that is just an illusion, a lie people like to tell themselves. The real world isn't neat or ordered, and there are plenty of things waiting for you out there in the dark. Welcome to the unseen world. The first thing you need to know, magic is very real, as is nearly every god, monster, and horror from myth, legend, and ghost stories. The truth of this is kept a secret from most of the human population, which isn't nearly as difficult as you would think it is. People want to believe their world is normal, so they make up excuses to blind themselves from the truth, without any of us really needing to make an effort. That creature you glimpsed in the shadows? Definitely just a trick of your sleep-deprived mind. That newspaper article about a man found with his throat torn out? Definitely just an animal attack. It doesn't matter that the victim was found in the middle of the city, miles from any zoo or wilderness. Nor does it matter that the victim was completely drained of blood. That guy you saw in the news eating a man's face and getting shot over a dozen times by the police before finally going down? Bath salts. Definitely not a zombie. Why? Because there's no such thing as magic. Repeat after me. There is no such thing as magic. That mantra has done a better job of hiding the unseen world than any cover-up or conspiracy the supernatural community could ever attempt. People don't want to believe, so they ignore the evidence of their senses, while anyone who does try to spill the proverbial beans about how the world really works is simply declared a lunatic. So that madman raving about monsters, he's telling the truth. There are things hiding in the dark, or even walking among you unnoticed. Some look human. Some even are human. Well, mostly human. Somewhat human. Barely human. The line can get a bit blurred at times. These things are everywhere. If you know to look, you can find magic and monsters in small towns and big cities, out in the wilds, and within your own homes. But there are few places in the world today as deeply entrenched in the supernatural as Las Vegas, the city of sin. Las Vegas is a crossroads. People come here on their way to somewhere else. Few people have lived here their whole lives, and no one has family that has remained here more than a couple generations. It's not the sort of place you're from. It's the sort of place you end up. The city just sort of catches you like a web. The city thrives off misdirection. Vegas sells you on its image, on the idea that what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, that you can come here, do whatever you want, and have no repercussions to deal with afterwards. It distracts you with flashing lights and promises of wealth, entertainment, and pleasure, keeping you distracted enough that you fail to see the monsters lurking in the shadows and creeping in the corners of your eyes. Of course, the monsters in the shadows are the least of your worries here. No, the monsters you really have to worry about are the ones that walk right up to you with a smile on their face. Those monsters can take far more from you than just your life. Because you see, Vegas isn't just infested by monsters. No, Vegas was built by monsters. This is their town. Can you survive the city of sin? Or will you only manage to feed its hunger? I guess we'll just have to find out. Welcome, once again, to the unseen world.